He looked up at a 1992 calendar, level with his eyes and about 10 inches away. Someone had quit pulling the months off in August. It advertised a commercial real estate firm and was decorated with the drastically color-saturated daytime photograph of the New York skyline, complete with the black towers of the World Trade Center. These were so intensely peculiar-looking, in retrospect, so monolithically sci-fi blank, unreal, that they now seemed to Milgram to have been photoshopped into every image he encountered them in. Below the calendar, on a 4-inch-wide ledge formed by a horizontal in the cubicle's framing, stood a bare tin can, its sides lightly freckled with rust. Milgram leaned forward and studied its contents. A thin strata of nuts, bolts, 2 bottle caps, paper clips and thumbtacks, several unidentifiable metal components, corpses of small insects. Everything there that could oxidize was lightly, evenly rusted. He settled back against the toilet tank and opened the phone. Hispanic full names in the phone book, interspersed with girls' names that mostly weren't. He entered Fish's number from memory, closed his eyes, and thumbed send. Fish, short for Fisher, his surname, answered before a third ring.
Hello.
Fish. Hi.
Who's this?
Milgram. Hey.
Fish sounded surprised to hear from him, but then Milgram supposed he would be. Fish was a fellow benzo user. Aside from that, what they had most in common was Dennis Birdwell, Milgram's dealer. Former dealer, Milgram corrected himself. Both Milgram and Fish were long past doctor shopping, and neither was going to get anywhere with New York's triple-form prescription system. Fish had resources in New Jersey, a writing doctor, Milgram assumed, but they both depended primarily on Birdwell. Or rather, they both had, as Milgram no longer could.
How are you doing, Milgram?
Meaning, do you have any to spare?
Just getting by, Milgram said.
Oh, Fish said. He was always short. He did something in computer animation and had a girlfriend and a baby.
Have you seen Dennis, Fish?
Yeah, I have.
How is he?
Well, he's angry with you. That's what he said.
Did he say why?
He said he'd given you money for something and it didn't happen.
Milgram sighed.
That's true, but it wasn't me letting him down. The guy I was going through, you know?
A baby began to cry behind Fish's voice.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't think you want to mess with Dennis these days. Not that way.
Fish sounded uncomfortable, and not just because of the crying baby.
How do you mean?
Well, said Fish, you know, it's his other stuff.
Dennis's other stuff was crystal meth, increasingly his main stock in trade, and something neither Milgram nor Fish had the least use for. It did, however, create in Dennis's other clients a need for powerfully soothing peripheral substances, hence Dennis's interest in the benzos they both relied on for peace and clarity.
I think he's dipping, Fish said. You know, more.
Milgram raised his eyebrows to the image of the Twin Towers.
Sorry to hear that.
You know how they get.
How do you mean?
Paranoid, Fish said. Violent.
Dennis had once been a student at NYU. Milgram could certainly imagine him angry, but imagining him violent was a stretch.
He collects Star Wars memorabilia, Milgram said. He sits there all night looking for it on eBay.
There was a pause. Fish's baby fell silent, too, in eerie-seeming synchrony. He said he'd hire black guys from Brooklyn. The baby began to scream again, even harder.
Shit,
said Milgram, as much to the rusty tin can as to Fish.
Do me a favor?
Yeah?
Don't tell him you heard from me?
Easy, said Fish.
If I get extra, Milgram lied, I'll call you.
He pressed end. Back out front, He helped the unhappy Puerto Rican girl move the red settee so she could look under it. While she did that, he slid her phone under a hang-nailed copy of In Touch with Jennifer Aniston on the cover. He was leaning against a dryer, reading about William the Goldsmith, when she found it.